to find out soon enough.
Well, they won't even tell you what the meeting's about. You know it's got to be bad.
Yeah, I can feel it. We're going to get hosed.
Just sit down. Here you go. Give me that. Come on, son. Give me that. Okay, Einstein. Give me that. Oh, you look fine. You look just fine, okay? All right. Now, everybody, Carol and I have something very important to tell you. Tell them, honey.
Well, I know that this is going to come as a bit of a surprise, but I really think that you will all be thrilled. Frank and I are going to have a baby. Somebody say something.
You're having a baby?
Yes, sir.
Mom, we're already living three to a room. Don't you think it's about time to shut down the old assembly line?
Really, Mother? I mean, having a seventh child? That's so third world.
I really wish you guys had asked us kids before you went ahead and popped a bun in the oven.
Hey, excuse me, but Carol and I do not need your permission to bake.
Yeah, and I don't like your selfish attitudes. I mean, a baby is no trouble at all. For the first 6 months, all it does is eat and sleep.
Just what we need, another Lambert.
Well, like living with you guys is a little piece of heaven, huh?
All right. Now, just wait a minute here. This baby is not going to be a Foster or a Lambert. It's going to be a combination of the both of us.
Oh, great, a mutant.
You're the only mutant around here.
Shut up.
Make me.
Don't tell my brother. Don't tell my brother. Don't tell my
brother. All right, that's enough. I'm very disappointed. I really thought that this would be a special family moment that we would all treasure together, full of warmth and tenderness and caring and sharing and love. I can see that's impossible, so why don't you all get lost? You make me sick.
Talk about your mood swings. Yeah, I think she's grouchy now. Wait till she's tubbing in at 175.
Well, I thought this went pretty well for a family meeting, honey. At least we didn't have to send anybody to the emergency room. Oh, boy.
Frank, this is terrible. It's like a war zone around here. I really feel nervous about bringing a baby into such a hostile environment. You know, I think we should see a family therapist.
Oh, honey, no. Oh, gee, no. Not a shrink. I don't want to sit with some stranger and discuss my potty training.
Frank, I really want all of us to go into family therapy. In fact, I'm using my I Insist.
You can't do that.
Yes, I can. Huh. We each get one I Insist per year, and you already used yours to buy that stupid yard weasel.
Well, there's got to be a better way than seeing a therapist, honey. Can't we just write Dear Abby or call Dial-A-Prayer?
Forget it, Frank. I am invoking my I Insist. In fact, I am going upstairs right now to tell the kids we're all going into family therapy.
Oh, fine. I'll wait here and catch you when they throw you back down.
Man, this stinks. We have to go to therapy just because the geezers are having a baby.
I know. This kid's already a pain in the butt.
You know, some days the bluebird of happiness just drops a load on your windshield.
Guess you're bummed about the baby too, huh?
No, I love babies. And I'm glad you two are in therapy. You guys got a lot of problems. Nah, I'm just bummed because I'm turning into a werewolf.
Cody, wait a minute. Did you say you were turning into a werewolf?
Yeah, buddy. Talk about your bad hair day, huh?
Cody, why would you think you're turning into a werewolf?
Oh, simple. Hey, I was on this overnight camp out, okay? And this little baby wolf cub accidentally bit me.
So?
It's a well-documented scientific fact. You get bit by a wolf, You turn into a werewolf. Don't you people ever watch movies?
Cody, just because it's in the movies doesn't mean it's real. I mean, those guys are just actors with a lot of makeup.
Yeah, right. Next thing you're going to tell me, Free Willy was just some big fat guy in a whale suit.
Cody, trust me, there's no such things as werewolves.
Well, I hope you guys are right, man. Because after all the nice things you people have done for me, man, I hate to have to drag the whole family out back and feed on you for 3 or 4 days.
And we're the ones going to therapy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Russell. You must be the Fosters and the Lamberts.
Well, yes.
Hi there. I'm Carol, and this is my husband, Frank.
How are you?
I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine. I mean, I'm really fine. This is all her idea. I'm totally fine.
I'm glad you're fine, Frank.
I am.
Yes, and these are our kids. JT, Dana, Karen, Brendan, Mark, and Al. As I mentioned on the phone, we're a blended family.
Move over, beanhead. You're hogging the couch.
Don't call me beanhead, gas bags.
They haven't really finished blending yet.
Well, that's hard to blend with JT. He came to us from the Adopt-a-Pet program.
Go chase your tail, Barky.
Yeah, no one else will.
You know, maybe it would be a better use of our time if I speak with each of you individually. JT, why don't I start with you?
Okay, might as well get it over with.
I'm kind of nervous. What happens in a therapist's office?
No, it's no big deal. You just go in there, sit on a couch, and talk about yourself.
Hey, that sounds like fun. Oh, will all the rest of you talk about me, too?
Sure, dear.
So, why don't you tell me how you feel about having a new baby coming into the house?
It ticks me off. All my life, I've had to share a room. Now they're probably going to give this little squirt a room of its own. I mean, what does a baby need its own room for? You could poop in your pants anywhere.
Well, I've got nothing against the kid personally. But I've got a friend who has a baby brother. I was helping her change his diaper once. The kid peed right in my face. What are you laughing at?
Well, I guess having a baby will be okay. I just don't deal well with change. I guess the only thing good about having a baby is maybe it'll get my mother off my back. See, she's having trouble accepting my budding sexuality. Can we talk about that? I don't like this at all. See, right now I can get away with murder because I'm the youngest and the cutest. But there's nothing cuter than a baby. Dude, I'm getting shafted. Look, I need my beauty sleep. What if this baby cries the night before the prom? I'll have to go with puffy eyes. I mean, how's my date going to feel about that? Taking me to the prom is probably the most important night of his life. If I show up with puffy eyes, I don't think that's very fair to him. Do you?
I guess having a baby means Mom and Frank are really married. Up until now, I tried to think of Frank as sort of a live-in handyman who wouldn't go away. Kind of like that Eldon guy on Murphy Brown.
Well, at first I thought the idea of having a baby was kind of scary. I mean, I'm no spring chicken. Sure, I look great, but I'm a lot older than you think. But then the more I thought about it, I thought, hey, maybe we could actually train this one to do a little work around the house, you know, be different than the rest of the kids. You have a beer to go with these? I'm dry as toast. I don't need a beer. I mean, I'm not dependent on it or anything.
Well, it's really very simple. I just want to create an environment for my baby that's perfect. You know, a loving family, organically grown food, gender-neutral toys, and a preschool that will stimulate his mind and yet indulge his childlike need for play. See, I just want everything perfect. Oh, do you mind if I straighten out your diplomas? They're kind of tilted and it's just driving me crazy.
Well, I must say that talking with everyone has been very educational.
So when would you like us all to come back?
Oh, I don't think everybody needs to come back. Most of you are having a pretty normal reaction to the prospect of a new baby in the house. But there is one person I would like to see again.
But you said it was normal for me to have dreams like that about Heather Locklear.
It is, Mark. The person I want to talk to is your mother.
Me? What's wrong with me?
Well, I just think it might be beneficial for us to spend some more time together. Say, twice a week.
Twice a week? Poor Carol, you must be a real wacko.
Hey, hey, now, if the doctor thinks that Carol is sick enough to need twice a week, then that's just the way it's gonna be. Don't you worry, honey. We're gonna beat this thing.
Well, I've been doing some research on werewolves, and I'm afraid it doesn't look too good for me, Uncle Frank.
Cody, do you really think you're turning into a werewolf?
Yeah, well, it's kind of hard to ignore compelling evidence like this.
All About Werewolves, from the author of All About Vampires, All About Aliens. Sounds like quite an authority.
Yeah, buddy. According to this book, I'm starting to display all kinds of wolf-like tendencies.
Like what? You're starting to run with a pack?
No, not yet. But my sense of smell is getting keener. Like, for example, right now, I could tell you're eating an apple.
Cody, you can see I'm eating an apple.
And that's another thing. My eyesight's getting keener, too. That's not the only thing. Check this out. When I scratch my belly, my leg jiggles.
Huh? Cody, you are not turning into a werewolf. It's just the power of suggestion.
Yeah, well, I hope you're right. But just to be on the safe side, you better lock me in my van tonight. There's gonna be a full moon.
Well, Cody, maybe you should be locked up.
Dream.
Hi, guys.
Hi, honey.
Sorry I'm late. I just had the most incredible breakthrough in therapy today. I was telling Dr. Russell how I wish I could bring this baby into a more peaceful environment. And then it dawned on me, if we could just have one day with nobody arguing, maybe, just maybe, everybody would see how nice it could be. So he told me I should propose it to the family.
Propose what?
That for 24 hours, nobody argues.
You mean we're not allowed to talk?
Well, of course you can talk. You just can't be mean or insult one another.
What's the point of talking?
Honey,
maybe this is a little too difficult for the kids. Why don't we start out with something simpler, you know, like just cutting out all the bad words and the suggestions that people stuff things.
Frank, it's only 24 hours, and this is really important to me.
Well, all right, if this is going to help you with your mental problem, then I'm all for it.
Frank, I do not have a mental problem. I just have issues. Okay, why don't we all just sit down and have a nice, pleasant dinner together, huh?
Please pass the corn, Barky.
Don't call me Barky, Greaseball.
I said please.
Hey, 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 now remember, no arguing. None.
JT, there's no need to call Dana names like Barky. And Dana, there are better ways to communicate your feelings than by trading insults. Now, why don't you just say, JT, when you call me a name, it hurts my feelings. I wish you wouldn't do that, and I would appreciate an apology.
I would say that, Mom, but when I use big words like appreciate, JT's little pea brain explodes.
Oh, stuff it, possum breath.
JT.
She started it.
Yeah, she's always starting stuff.
Hey, butt out.
How would you like a fork up your nose?
Why don't you take a flying leap into Lake Ugly?
Oh, you are. That's a
yeah. Yeah.
No, you are so yeah.
Hey, hey. No arguing, okay?
Forget it, Frank. Just let them bicker. It's all they know how to do. I hope you all have a good time tearing one another's throats out, but I don't have to listen to it.
Oh, come on now, Carol. Don't
go. No, Frank, I would rather be alone right now.
What? We're just talking.
All she asked for was 24 hours without arguing. You guys couldn't give her 24 seconds.
I don't know what she's so mad about. We're always bagging on each other.
Yeah, well, maybe it's starting to get a little old, huh?
Can I talk to you for a second?
Why?
Well, I know you're upset.
I just don't understand why you kids have to call each other names all the time and insult one another.
Well, don't get upset. It's just the way we talk. I mean, it doesn't mean we don't like each other.
Oh, right. And possum breath is a term of endearment?
Well, kind of. Look, if I didn't like Dana, I'd just ignore her. The fact that I spend so much time insulting her shows how much I care. I mean, I lie awake thinking, God, she got me so good today. How can I bust her chops tomorrow? If that's not brotherly love, I don't know what is.
Well, maybe that works for you. You're practically grown up. But what about this baby? I mean, is there any chance at all that you're going to be nice to him?
Well, no. I mean, I'd like to say yes, but I'd be lying. We're gonna razz the little kid. We're gonna play tricks on him. We're gonna steal his toys. Generally, just pick on him. But let me tell you something. When that kid goes into kindergarten and somebody calls him a name, he'll just turn around and say, hey, stuff it, bozo. And then we'll know we've done our job.
Now, let me get this straight. You mean all this sniping at one another is some strange, twisted, perverted sign of affection?
Now you're finally getting it.
And you guys really care about each other?
Exactly. Well, sometimes we go overboard with the name calling, but hey, nothing's perfect.
Nothing's perfect. That's what my therapist said when I tried to alphabetize his books.
God, you do need to go twice a week.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'll try to, you know, stop being such a control freak and... Why don't you try to tone down the name calling, huh?
Deal.
You know, JT, you're okay.
You are too, Carol.
Thanks.
Oh, Carol, just one more thing.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Don't tell Dana I like her. It could ruin our whole relationship.
Hey, Barky, get your boy butt off my chair!
Barky's so